assault. Now, during court, crime was described as dating violence. Police say Miller parked cars before ambushing her ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend while the couple walked home from a convenience store, shooting at her ex, but then she turned to her 1-year-old son at the time, was shot multiple times.
So, did a love triangle lead to a mother being gunned down as she stood with her baby? In this interlude, I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about the Shantae Wilson shooting and everything surrounding it. And, you know, give you some tunes and shit. So, let's get into it. Hey, welcome back to Bras and Murder. I am Andre, your host, with another little mini-sode from something that I saw that I just want to talk about because... Shade, wow, weird. But before we get into that, I do want to show you everyone something that I got. I now am a proud owner of my own Squishmallow. It was gifted to me. At first, I hated it. I thought it was stupid. But the bitch soft. It's a buffalo, the little goatee. And that's why I'm getting to grow my goatee into. I'm thinking about naming him Derek. Or like... Jeremy. But I digress. Let's get into the case. According to police, 20-year-old Shantae Wilson shielded her 1-year-old son during a fatal shooting. Tinashe Miller has been arrested in connection with the case, and there may be more to the story. A Texas woman has been arrested for allegedly gunning down a 20-year-old mother who died while holding her child during a shooting that happened in August. The victim's boyfriend has also been reported to have been dating both women at the same time. On August 8th, around 1 a.m., Shantae was walking from a corner store with her boyfriend and holding her baby when a lone black female ambushed the family. As Wilson walked by, the suspect was hiding behind parked cars out of sight. She then jumped out and began shooting at them. Delvin Jones, the victim's boyfriend, said that Miller raised the gun in his direction. As he watched her fire the pistol, he felt the round snap past his head, striking Wilson, who was standing behind him. As shots rang out, Wilson turned her back to her attacker, shielding her baby from the gunfire. Thanks to her swift thinking, the child was unharmed. Miller allegedly fled the scene in a red Nissan Cube or a similar four-door sedan, according to witnesses and police. First responders arrived at the scene to find Wilson suffering from several gunshot wounds to her upper torso. Wilson was rushed to a local hospital where she later died. After being at large for several days, Miller turned herself in on August 17th and was charged with murder and aggravated assault on a family member in connection to the shooting. Here's where the tea kind of maybe has a clue to the motive. Jones, the boyfriend, disclosed to investigators that he had been dating both women at the same time for several months. There is no motive out yet, but a jaded ex-lover shooting her romantic competitor, not something that's unheard of and something that we've seen done before. Now, Jones's grandmother told authorities that Miller had been living with her and her grandson at the home and claimed that Miller repeatedly confessed to the shooting on August 8th. Officials said that elderly women also corroborated additional details about Wilson's shooting that weren't known to the public. Miller was also accused of threatening her and her grandson. Probably did not rat her out. So, you know, clear indication that she probably did it. Because of the senseless murder, a young mother of three lost her life, leaving behind a 1-year-old and a set of twin girls. There is a GoFundMe for the funeral expenses that I'll be linking in the show notes. According to online jail records, Miller is being held at Harris County Detention Center on a $900,000 bail. She's scheduled to appear in court on September 1st. So by the time this comes out, she'll have her first day in court, and I will be reporting on this again and tracking it. Because what the hell? So yeah, that's this crazy case. I will be coming back at this again where there's more information out, because it's something that I want to track maybe throughout the rest of this season. But yeah, that's all I have for you today. If you're cool and you like me, check out the links below for our social media, our Patreon, where we'll be posting extra content on there. We're doing disturbing Reddit threads, you know, so that could be fun. And listen to the music ahead. So, later. Kisses from the homies. Wait, where's Jeremy?
Time now for your latest weather forecast.